Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dressed like a million bucks, bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands
Uh-huh.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, he do. Steve Harvey got a radio show, but like I said the other day, you got something too, though, don't you? God done something wonderful for you. You just got to thank him for it. You know, in the midst of all that's going on in my life and in your life, you know, I always use myself as an example because, that way I guarantee 100% I know what I'm talking about. Here's the situation. You know, with everything that's going on in my life and all the things I'm asking God for, in the midst of a taxing and a very trying situation that's very challenging for me right now, man, God just keeps on surprising me. He keeps doing things. And I want you to look at your life for a second. Let's make two columns here. Let's make a column of all the things you want from God. You know, just do that throughout the course of the day. You know, run down a list of all the things you're asking God for, all the things you're praying for, the things you aspire to, your dreams, your visions, whatever it is. Just make a column, a list of all those things. Let's make three lists. And then the second list, I want you to make a list of everything that you've been asking God for. So I guess that could be a little bit of the same. But this third list, I want you to do a checkoff point. I want you to make a list of everything that God has given you that you've asked him for. Just think about it like that for a second. I may be explaining a little wrong right now, but I'm going to pull it together for you. Make a list of everything you're asking God for. Just list it. You know, it's okay. It's a dream board. You can call it that. I got one. It's a vision board. You know, everybody's got something you hope for. Make a list. Now, I want you to make another list of everything you've asked God for that he's given you already. See, this is a good list because sometimes, and what I've been guilty of, and maybe you too, in my request list on my dream board, I keep focusing so hard sometimes on the what I'm yet to receive. I keep focusing so hard on the what I hope he gives me. I keep focusing so hard on the things that are yet not fulfilled in my life that sometimes as he starts checking off my wish list, the things I've asked for in the past that have come to pass that he's given me, I sometimes in praying for what I want, forget to thank him for what he's done for me. And I'm currently in the middle of that situation. And this morning when I woke up, I just got on my knees this morning and I quit tripping for a second. I said, man, hey, God, you know what? I really do need all them things I'm asking for. And I really am believing that you're going to give it to me. But in the meantime, though, man, have I overlooked some important details here? I had to really look at what he's done for me. I mean, look, man, take yourself out of it personally and look. Boy, you can leave yourself in it however you want to be. Some people can't do that. So just leave yourself in it then. But, man, I started looking at the I part of me, and I started looking around at the what's happening overall. Like, man, he has kept my family together in spite of the attempts to tear it apart. I look at all of that. I look at how he's blessing my children with the desires of their heart, which I pray for my kids. You know, I want my kids to have a better life than I've had. I really, really do. I don't want them to take as long as it took me to get it together. I really, really don't. I'm trying to say, hey, man, if you go to college, this is what you can be. Don't do like your father did. Don't go 3 years, drop out, throw yourself into a spiral, and then got to start scratch all over again. You know, and for the most part, so far, you know, they're doing quite well of it. You know, they're getting kicked around a little bit, but that's life. I started thinking of the blessings that he's helped me overcome with some of the previous mistakes I've made in relationships in my life. And then I started looking about the things he's blessed me with that I've been asking him for. But since I've moved on from it, I forgot to keep thanking him, because I got to always thank God for a roof over my head, because guess what? When I was asking for the roof and I didn't really have it, then he gave me one. Now, since he gave it to me, what, I'm just cool now? I can't ever go back to him and go, hey, man, I really do appreciate this roof over my head, because there was a time when I was living in a car. But see, so every morning I wake up, I got to remember the fact that I have a home now. Because I got to look back and go, man, that was time, Steve, when you didn't have no home. But see, we forget what God has done for us. Because in our column, the want column, the need column, we oftentimes forget for the columns and the check marks that he's already fulfilled in our life. You've got to take inventory every now and then, daily if possible. But I know we humans, we're not going to do that. I don't. But you've got to take inventory of your life to say, hey, what has God done for me? You know, and remember something else, too. Change is good, but change is challenging. Accept the challenge that it is. Look, a lot of you come up to me all the time and say, Steve, man, thank you, man. Boy, you in the morning, man, I really be needing that. Well, like I done said it 100 times, but I'm going to say it again. Y'all, I be needing it, too. You know, you understand, sometimes what God is dealing with me is for me. But now I'm in a sharing position where I can open up. And if I just quit being so about me and become a little bit more transparent, I can, maybe some of me that's happening to me is happening to you. And you could see some of this in me. That's why I use myself as an example, because, man, I'm catching it, too. Y'all, I ain't perfect either. So for those of you that come up to me and say that, I want you to understand these talks in the morning, man, this is important for me, because, man, I need these conversations from God. I need God to continue to strengthen me, to show me the way, to help me understand what's happening to me. And see, as we've all, those of you who have made the decision to change, to become a better person, a better woman, a better boy, a better girl, a better man, for those of you who have made the decision to change, change is a challenge. And accept the challenge, because it's going to come. Because right out of that, here come the haters. Here they come. People you don't even know. Discussing your life and your change. If God see you really, really mean what you say, in spite of what they say about you, God will raise you above the fray. He'll keep promoting you. He'll keep blessing you. He'll keep moving you up. He will use you as a show-off point. He'll show you off, man. He'll make you look good to people, man, who wish you'd fall all day long. And so to all your haters will end up just watching you rise, man. They will watch you continue to grow. That's what God will do for you, man. You can fool the world, but you can't fool God. God know your heart. He know your every thought, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Top, 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 top. Ready, 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 ready. Yes. It is the nephew, once again, holding it down. Boy's getting better. Boy's getting better. Boy's getting better. Yeah. Nephew holding it down for the fearless leader, Steve Harvey. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, accompanied by the beautiful Shirley Strawberry, the beautiful Carla Farrell, the beautiful Mississippi Monica, and the one and only here, Junior Boy Spates. Fresh up in here on a Wednesday morning. Hump day. Two down, two to go. Ooh, the days of the week make no sense to me.
It's beautiful timing. That's what you do. You're
gonna say beautiful
three times.
Yeah.
But when you got to me, though.
You're not beautiful to me. No form or fashion are you beautiful to me.
I just want to just make that known.
Let's make it clear. Let's make it very clear. Married or unmarried, you are never beautiful to me at all. Okay.
Crystal. How I feel about your sexy. Crystal. You're never sexy.
He's not
to
your
me.
Type.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're never sexy, and you don't get that. I just want to make sure.
Oh, no, Junior. I get it.
Oh, Junior's making a current.
Reverse psychology.
So when you talking about ain't I sexy? No, you ain't never sexy. Just want to show you.
You know what, Junior? You'll catch on. It takes a minute. It's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You'll feel all this.
Well, my beautiful didn't take in your opening.
Right.
Junior, what's wrong with your voice? We got time.
My voice is acting, responding to his voice. My voice and his voice damn near linked. That's why.
Hey, mine actually sounds better than yours, Junior, to be honest with you.
See, right?
Okay. Certainly sounds deeper,
mine actually
that's for
sounds
sure.
A lot better.
I get my voice together as the morning goes, but I just want to show you how I ain't beautiful to you. That's the point.
Okay. Did you preach last night or something? What did you do for your Oh. Okay. Coming from the book of...
I think he must
the book of Job. Malachi.
Can you just acknowledge the fact that I ain't beautiful to you and you ain't sexy to me? Can you just go ahead and just acknowledge that?
Okay, you're not beautiful to me, and unfortunately, you don't see the sexy in me. And it's fine. But a lot of other people do.
Unfortunately.
He just don't see it. It's so sad for people to go this many years and then finally see it later, and it's just too late. You know,
That happens. It's a shame.
All right, but the crew is here. We're holding it down. It is a good Wednesday morning. It is a Steve Harvey morning show. We're going to give it to you. We're going to give you everything we got this morning and then some. So if you're looking for stupid, you're in the right place. You're looking for some intelligence, we're in the right place. You're looking for craziness, you in the right place. You're looking for sexy ladies, we got that too. And you. Never mind. Don't worry about those.
Once
parts.
Again, you stop when you got to me.
About sexy, beautiful.
It keeps making your case and your point right.
He keeping me ugly. I get it.
Okay, Junior. But look at it this way, Junior. Somebody married you with glass. It's good.
Oh, wow. Wow.
What? It's a plus. Ugly people are getting married now, Junior. Ugly people are getting married now, and it's a blessing.
It take one to know one.
Whereas they weren't before, is that what you're saying?
It was all on the fence, Shirley. Now people just say, I gonna do it. Man, look at him. The boy, look, he happy.
All right.
After the pandemic.
All right, on that note, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. It is time to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got, Nev?
Shirley, we're going to fall off into this 4-3 relationship. 4-3 relationship. Cat Dog, let's get it.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Maurice.
Yeah, this him.
Hey, Maurice, my name is Devin, man. How you doing this evening, brother?
Oh, man, I'm kind of sleepy, man. I work at nights, bro. What's going on? Who is this again?
This is Devin, man. I talked to your wife, Keisha, the other day. That's your wife, right?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Yeah, I talked to your wife. Is she in right now?
No, she's not in. She at work, bro.
Okay. I apologize, man. I didn't mean to wake you up. You work at night or something?
Yeah, I'm a crane operator at night, bro. Normal people don't call me until 3 o'clock. And, you know, what's this? What is a bill collector or something?
No. I talked to your wife, man. She's interested in this thing we got, man, called a 4-3 relationship. She told me she wanted me to call back and talk to her husband about it. And she gave me the number to hit you up at the house, man, and let you know all about the 4-3 relationship, because she's real interested in it.
A 4-3 relationship. You say you talked to my wife about it?
Yeah, I talked to Keisha a couple of days ago. She gave me the number. She said, call him back. He'll be at home at this time. You can hit him up and see if he likes it. She said, but she definitely likes it, man, and she wanted to see if you would be interested in a 4-3 relationship, too. You know, I want to get your approval on it before we went any further, but your wife was very excited about it, man. She was wanting to get started as soon as possible, and I wanted to see about contacting you and making sure that you agreed and approved on everything. But she definitely wanted to get your blessing, get your approval on it.
Yeah, I'll try to do anything to make her happy, dog, but I got to get some more information about this. So what is that again? A 3-4-4-3?
No, it's a 4-3. A 4-3 relationship is what it is.
Okay, well, if it make her happy, you know, I'm willing to listen.
We'll get started on Monday. You'll go through Monday through Thursday, and then I'll pick up, you know, Friday through Sunday, man, and we'll go ahead and get this thing started. I think after a month, you'll pretty much catch on to everything, you know?
Is something going to be shipped to the house or pick up? What you mean pick up?
She hasn't mentioned any of this to you?
No, man, she ain't mentioned nothing of this to me.
Okay. All right. Well, what this is, man, a 4-3 relationship, Maurice, is this. You know, you spend 4 days with Keisha, and she comes over to my place, and she spends the other 3 days with me. That's what a 4-3 relationship. So, see, this kind of frees you up, man, on anything you might want to do on those other 3 days, man, where she might be tying you down. You know, so 4 of them days, you know, you with her, but the other 3 days, you kind of have some free time to yourself, but she'll be over at my place on the other 3 days. That's what basically a 4-3 relationship is.
Pardon me?
Say what now?
I say, pardon me? You say she'll spend 4 days with me, 3 days with you.
That's the 4-3 relationship right there, Maurice. You know, you're really going to like this, man. Like I say, she was excited about it.
Holy f***. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious, man. Like I say, Keisha was excited about it.
Hold on, man. I know wife ain't discussed you about relationship, spending 4 days with me, 3 days with me, man. So you talking about my wife, homeboy?
No, I know it's your wife, man.
You hold up. What's your name again?
My name's Devin.
Devin. Say, bro, I don't play games, man. I don't know how got my number.
Maurice, what's wrong? I mean, a lot of couples
are doing. What's wrong? That's my wife. Bro, who you think you're talking to? You ain't talking to no punk. Who you think you're talking to?
Okay, well, listen, man. A lot of couples are doing the 4-3, man.
What other couples is doing, home, but my wife and me ain't interested in no 4-3 relationship. I can't believe you woke my up for this, man. Are you serious? You calling me talking about 4-3 relationship, and you know I told you I work at night.
I didn't know you worked at night, man. Like I see, when I came over last week, man.
Hold on. You came over well last week. I know you ain't finna say what I thank you finna say. You better not say it. Go ahead, player. You been talking? Don't stop now. Go ahead.
No, Maurice, hold up, dog. Hold up.
You don't. I'm up, player. I'm up. Now, don't okay. See it. Go ahead. I dare you.
All I'm saying is I came by there last week, man.
You came by where?
I came by your house.
You come by my house.
Okay, are you at 184 Trail?
I've been here for the last 10 years. Oh, so you mean you bought your house?
Okay, dog. Because she said
I need to call Keisha right now. Because this birds, man. First of all, you don't want up. You going to tell me you didn't been in my house? Okay, player. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, if y'all not interested in the 4-3, man, then I won't be wasting no more of your time.
You are wasting time. You really are. You waste time calling me with my little wife. Don't tell you about she want a 4-3, and she never told me nothing about player. You got the wrong one, homeboy. Ain't nothing wrong with my relationship.
Okay, so why would she tell me she interested in the 4-3, man?
I wouldn't give a what she told you. I know I take care of my bedroom, all right? 4-3, I wish she would leave this 3 days. I wish she would. Anyway, I know you. How do you know us? I don't know you from man and moon. I don't mind taking off work tonight to sell and see what the going on in my house with my crane at night working all night. Now, I'm going to ask you again, how do you know us?
Man, I know y'all through Tommy, man.
Who is Tommy? Tommy who?
Tommy, man. Maurice. Nephew Tommy. This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, dog. Your wife, Keisha, got me to prank phone call you.
Man, you talking about the Steve Harvey Show?
Yeah, man.
Nephew Tommy, the little bald head that's up there next to Steve, man. I know y'all ain't with me, man. I know y'all not with me today. Man, if Steve said next to you, tell him.
No. Why Steve need to be over here?
Because he can slap bald at your bald head, you little bald head. Well, you ain't got nothing else to do but people, man. I slow down. And she know I got to go to work.
All right, Maurice, I'm going to let you go back to sleep, man. But one more thing, dog. Tell me this, man. What is the what's the baddest? And I mean the baddest.
Hey, this real cute to you, ain't it? You got jokes, huh? I wish I was there. You.
Hey, man, what's the baddest radio show in the land, man?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, you thank you, nephew. That'll never happen.
You ain't even got to thank me. Blessings I bring.
Coming up next, Ask the Riddle-O, the Ready to Love Officer and Junior, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Rick Ross says he's afraid of almond milk and questions how it's made.
I don't know.
What do you mean you question how it's made?
Rick Ross.
Come on, so Ricky, Ross.
Now, you know you're too big for this, Rick, to be scared of some milk.
You can make this at home in your kitchen, Rick Ross. Yes. All right. Dwayne Wade blocked the evil internet trolls from commenting on his daughter's IG page. And it's some very sad news. NeNe's son, NeNe Leakes, Brent, is recovering from serious health issues. We'll talk about it at the top of the hour because right now it is time to ask the Riddle-O and Junior.
Riddle-O.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Riddle-O. That's right. Ready to love officer. All right. Elise in Vegas writes, my 71-year-old father is dating a younger woman and it's no secret. I'm sure that my mother knows what's going on and she's chosen to overlook it. If she doesn't know, I do not want her to be blindsided by it. Should I ask if she's aware of it or not?
Your mama know. Your mama's 70-something years old. Trust me, your mama know. She knows exactly what your daddy doing, and she letting it happen. Your mama is fine, baby. Don't worry about your mama. Just stay out of it, because your mama already know. All right? You ain't going to do nothing to create a little bit more drama. She going to react differently if she find out that you know. But mama know. Mama always know.
Junior, what you got?
I'm just saying this. Dude, are they married?
Yeah.
And he's dating younger women.
Cool. These are her parents.
Not only do your mama know, we know.
Everybody in Vegas know.
Yes.
Now. Everybody know.
We'll thanks place your you. Bets.
Yes.
Go down to that old casino. I promise you, they're down there sitting at the slot machine.
They're
sitting at the slot machine together, just hanging out. They get a little breakfast, get a little coffee, play a few games. It's all right. He'll be going back home. He good.
All right, so she shouldn't say anything because mom already knows. All right, moving on to Vashti in El Paso. Vashti writes, I met a handsome and successful man online, and he's 51 years old. He checks off every box except for having his own place. He lives with a roommate and his roommate's son. They've been roommates in that same apartment for close to 15 years, and it's old and needs some updating. Is this a red flag?
51 with a roommate is a red flag.
He's
51. He got a roommate, and the roommate boy live there. You don't see all this? why do people see these flags and act like these flags ain't waving at them in their face? Why do people do that?
He's
51
know.
Years old. He live with somebody. The house looks like a mess, and they got a boy that live there too. What? Where you see yourself fitting in at? Where you come in? What you fence to do? You ain't just change nothing.
And she called him handsome and successful.
See there? Now, that's a whole nother subject. Now, see Junior with 51 look like? Handsome. Sexy. That's beautiful. Hold on. Let's go back. Handsome and successful?
That's what she called him.
Staying with somebody else?
Yeah.
And the boy?
Yep.
At 51?
For 15 years, they've all lived together. For 15
then
there's
something wrong with her. There's something wrong with her. It's what you picking, baby girl. You picking silly. I don't understand these women that don't see these flags.
They're right there. That one's blaring. Yeah.
I mean, they flying like Six Flags amusement park. They just flying high. You don't see them, though.
Like the White House flag.
They're just waving. You just act like you don't see it. I got ladies on my show. Flags just be waving. I don't see the flags. He's so right for me. He's just right for me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You cannot ignore these flags. They are right in your face. Don't do it. Please don't do it.
And you go by their house and the flag just out there in the front yard waving. You be like, what's this?
You got to step over the flag or under the flag to get in there.
Pass by the flag on the way in here.
Don't do it, Vashti. All right, moving on to Wanda in Indianapolis. Wanda says, listen to this, guys. During a wild night of sex, my husband flipped me and I went over the side of the bed and took him with me.
Uh-oh.
I broke my wrist and he dislocated his shoulder. He enjoys telling this story, but it's embarrassing. How can I get him to stop?
That's not really the question we want to know, baby. What we want to know is what y'all look like in ER that night. That's what we want to look like. We want to know what that looked like in the emergency room. Here we go with somebody with a dislocated shoulder. We got somebody else got a broken limb. What that butt naked looked like in the ER room, girl. That's why he bragging about it. Oh, man, then they put us on the gurney. Butt naked, rolled her down with the siren on. Butt naked. We rolled up
extra,
in the hospital.
He add to it.
All that. All that. Boy, I was bringing it. You know I was bringing it.
Yeah. Have you ever broken a limb during sex? Have you ever broken anything?
Fairly, we don't even flip no more. With all this, what is this flipping they doing? We ain't nobody flipping no more.
At all.
And if we stay in one position too long, everything then went numb. Hey, we got to keep it moving.
Hold on. Wait, what'd you say, newlywed? What'd you say, newlywed?
I just said, during sex, I've stumped my toe. I ain't been flipped, but I stumped my toe though. But the thing about the question is, Tommy, did they stop with a broken wrist and shoulder? Did y'all keep going? Because he told
you got to. No, we got to finish what we started. Now, what we're not going to do is get in this ambulance and we ain't through. Now, we're going to finish.
First of all, the paramedics are not coming for your broken wrist and your shoulder. You're going to drive yourself. You're not going to.
I don't know, Carla. Once we flip off this bed, somebody gonna reach up there on that nightstand and grab this telephone and make this call.
And call 911.
Call them. By the time y'all get through, when y'all get here, we'll be through and waiting. But we need somebody to roll us up out of here.
But isn't there a TV show called "I Hurt Myself During Sex" or something?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. TV show. Wow.
Yeah, this is common.
Yeah.
But T, we sitting over here watching the game. You break out in the story. This is what it sounds like. But tell me how you had dislocated your shoulder and your wife broke your wrist. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something, boy. We was up on that headboard. Now, that headboard kind of loose, but I didn't think I was bringing that much that night. But let me tell you something. He had the whole headboard in her hand clawed up. And when we flip, you know what I'm saying? Everybody don't flip. But when we flip past the nightstand onto the floor. Hit the couch that's in the room. Then you know it. You also know it's a treadmill in there. We don't really use that. He landed on the treadmill. Let me tell you something, boy. The treadmill came on. Her head kept rolling past her. There was a lot happening up in there. But, boy, we was making some business.
Lying.
When you just dislocated your shoulders, did you stop?
No, didn't stop. Cooked the pain. Sat there and took it and rolled with it, boy. Okay? She dialing 911, and I'm still working. Well, let me tell you something. We was putting in work. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Give me the remote
to the TV. What?
And now she's standing in the back of the room with her twist mouth, like he lying.
He lying. Hit his shoulder and start crying. We had to get up, put some on it. Stop. He ought to quit all that.
Icy hot and all that.
He really embellished that story, right? All right, thank you, Riddalo and Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Many of us are trying to live healthier lives and changing up what we eat and the type of milk we drink, and so many of us are lactose intolerant. Well, Rick Ross says he's not totally sold on almond milk, and he questioned how it's made in a very funny exchange with DJ Khaled on the YouTube series GQ Hype Debate. Ross and Khaled were talking about their favorite snacks, and Khaled said he loves Cinnamon Toast Crunch with cereal and almond milk. Check out Rick Ross's response to DJ Khaled.
Still not up on the almond
milk. Oh, no, Ross.
Rosé still frightened.
No. Get the almond milk.
I just got up on 2% milk a couple years ago.
No. Get the almond milk.
Now y'all trying to conspiracy. And it's the question. Is it from the almond of the walnut? Is they squeezing it out of the peanut?
I don't have that answer, and I usually have every answer.
What
did you say? Is it from the almond of the walnut?
Or you have to squeeze it out of the peanut? You're trying to conspiracy me.
I'm with Rick on this one. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay.
You got a point.
No. What? Is there some kind of conspiracy theory
about
almond
milk? You
don't.
It come from almonds.
I used to make it at my house.
First of all, is it from the walnut of the almond? It's the great question. That's what
yes. That's not really a great question.
don't olive oil come from olives? I mean, let's just run down the line here.
Yeah. Olive comes.
But that's not the
olive
question,
oil
Tommy.
Comes from olives.
How is what we asking?
Okay, so here we go. Now y'all Booker T. Washington, y'all trying to figure something out. Now y'all need to take class.
All right, listen. This is according to WebMD. Almond milk is made by blending almonds with water and straining the mixture to remove the solids and then adding vitamins and minerals. That's it.
That's it, Junior.
Yeah, but it's just
what
almonds
and what
and water.
Minerals are we talking about? Me and Rick is on the same page.
What?
You and Rick
what
ain't on the same page. Rick on 15 wing stops. You on the damn thing. Y'all ain't on the same damn page. You gonna quit this. Rick just trying to figure this milk out.
Well, we just hope he's listening. It's just almonds and water. That's it, Ricky. That's Ricky it. Rosé.
But where
all right,
is the water from?
Okay.
It's just regular water, boy, that's added to it. Don't be surprised.
Legend.
Don't be surprised. Y'all gonna go to Wingstop. Y'all gonna get a 12-piece and some almond milk. He gonna have it up in there. He'll come around.
Moving on to NBA legend Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was a guest on Today's Show's Third Hour on Friday, and he explained why he disabled the comments on his daughter's Instagram account. 15-year-old Zaya Wade came out as a transgender back in 2019, and Wade says he and his wife, Gabrielle Union, made a decision to shield Zaya from internet trolls and their hateful comments. Take a listen.
Everybody on the outside, that noise on the outside really don't matter. Mm-hmm. What matters is the voices that you allow in your circle. And so that's the people that we wanted to follow her journey and follow her life. And so that's what we did. And we left the hate out of it. It's enough of that in the world. She gets enough of it. We didn't want it to be, you know, under her comments so she can read it. And we know what we are in this world. You know, mental health is a very, you know, this is an important topic in this world. It's very important for us as parents to protect the health of our kids, both physically and mentally. And so we wanted to do that.
Yes. Very well said.
I know nothing about this subject, but I'm a true believer when it comes to protecting your kids. So
You
got to do that first and foremost. Take care of your kids and protect them at all times. And that's what they're doing.
And that's what they're doing.
It's not an easy journey, what they're doing.
No, I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, but they are great parents. Absolutely.
Ooh, because I got some kids with some issues. I got some children with some issues. Oh, Lord. You think cancer was bad. Lord. Oh, I got some kids with some issues.
They worse than cancer, Tommy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got some stuff going on with these kids, Junior Boy. Lord have mercy.
Man. And let's get serious for a moment here. Finally, we need our prayer warriors for this one. Nene Leakes' 23-year-old son, Brent Leakes, suffered heart failure and a stroke earlier this month. He's 23 with heart failure and a stroke. Yes. Nene made the announcement on Instagram. She says, 2 weeks ago, Brent had congestive heart failure and a stroke. He's only 23, so he's really young for something like this to happen to him. According to Nene, Brent spent several days in the hospital, but he has been released and he is in rehab now in hopes of making a full recovery. We are praying for a speedy recovery for Brent.
Prayers, wow. Prayers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's
23
so
years old. Yes, and she just lost her husband last year as well. So yeah. Nene's going through, you know.
This is Greg's son. So
yeah, this is she and Greg's son together. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. But the good
this
news
used
is
to actually didn't this used to actually be unheard of at this type of age? Didn't it used to be just
cool? Yeah, yes. You
rarely hear of 23-year-olds having a stroke.
A stroke? Yeah. Yeah, think
heart
about
attacks,
it.
Anything yeah, like that. Attacks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, but the good news is that he has been released, Brent, and he is in rehab now. And we're hoping he makes a full recovery. Mm-hmm. Full recovery.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
We're praying for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Nene, we love you. You know we love you here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We consider you family, and we are definitely praying for you. Yeah. Definitely. All right. That, so, that Junior.
That has to be scary if your son has a stroke at 23. At 23?
Yeah.
As a mother, you see your son that's so young, that sick. Mm-hmm. You know, is there some underlying disease that he had maybe as, you know, younger that they didn't catch, the doctors didn't catch, mm-hmm. all kind of thoughts. I'm sure
yeah.
is
yeah,
rolling
you just
through
never
her
know.
Mind. So you just got to pray for her, pray yeah. of healing. Yeah.
That's right. All right, guys, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, of course. And as we so often talked about on this show, Carla, early detection is the key. Mammograms save lives. Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
I have to be honest and say I haven't had my mammogram yet for this year, but I'm planning to get it done before the year is out. Yeah.
Breast cancer health. That is the key. I get mine every year at the end of the year as well. Mm-hmm. In December, it's an insurance thing. It's whatever, yeah. whatever. Early detection is the key. And we say it over and over,
over and over.
It saves lives. But there is an advantage to early detection. It can save your life.
What is the earliest that you first start getting checked?
Well, it depends on your family history.
Yeah, that has something to do with. And when you start getting breasts, actually, you know, the doctors tell us as well, you know, don't wait to even go to the doctor. You can do your own self-examinations, you know, like mm-hmm. when you're in the shower. And they teach you how to do that as women. They teach you how to do that, what to feel for, how to do it, the self-examinations. Then you follow that up, of course, with your doctor.
So young teenage girls are getting this done early, 15, 16, 17 years old?
Well, when they go and get their checkup,
yeah.
it's part of their information that doctors may tell them mm-hmm. about their body and things that they need to look for and be aware. So self-breast examination, mm-hmm. Mammogram is the second component to that. Yeah, but that's only, you know, once a year. So this is something that women need to do, all ages.
But you know what is kind of shocking to me, but you know it's been going on for a long time. Men are not exempt to this either.
Yeah, men have it. Mm-hmm.
So what is it? Yeah. So what is it that men can do to make sure that they're not falling in the category or being you know, looking past it and not, you know, not doing a check? I've never checked myself or anything like that.
Because of that, men don't think they can get it. It's just for women and things like that. You have to be aware, too. You have to check yourself and make sure when you go to the doctor to get your prostate exam and all of that, your checkups and everything, make sure. You just have to be aware. That's what it's all about, breast cancer awareness.
You know, that's what it is. A lot of men do not think they can get it, but they can.
But you can. You know? Yes, you yeah. can.
There is an issue sometimes with getting health care, getting access to health care for minorities, for women of color. There is something that you need to do the extra step. There are organizations out there that will help you get a mammogram. There are mobile units. They mm-hmm. will come to you. Do not delay your breast cancer health because you think you can't afford a mammogram. There are programs mm-hmm. out there, and make sure. This is why we say voting is important, because you have to vote for people that will give you funds and resources to help take care of women of color. Breast
That's
cancer
right.
health.
Right. That's
take
right.
That extra
make sure
step.
You get your checkups and take care of your health. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, you had a question.
I do, y'all. I've been doing this, but I'm still a little hesitant every time I do it. Y'all mm-hmm. tell me, though, how do y'all feel about, I don't know, there's so many different outlets, but how do y'all feel about food being delivered these days? Whether it's Grubhub, whether it's DoorDash, whether it's Uber Eats, you know, just food being delivered. I've done it. I do it for my kids. But I'm mm-hmm. still on the fence of, am I comfortable with it? Do I feel 100% right. that it's safe? You know what I'm saying? Not
yeah,
not
like
actually
you
the pro-
bring your food. You got a relationship with these people or something?
No, I ain't got no relationship with these people. I'm just talking about the safety of my food that's coming
right.
to me. And has my food
I like
been-
the concept and the convenience yeah. of it all. I do. But it is scary because you do see, you know, these news stories about the people reaching back in the bags, eating your food.
Right.
You know, that's unsanitary, especially during these times. You know, you don't know who's bringing your food. All of that, you know, factors in. It's just like you don't eat everyone's food, you know, because you don't know what's going on in their kitchen and everything. It's kind of that same concept. But I love the convenience of it. I love the convenience.
But I mm-hmm. saw one picture. One picture mm-hmm. of a man in the bathroom and a delivery bag was right there in the stall with him. That's all I needed to see.
Oh,
that just took.
You asking this because you saw a picture?
Yeah. See, but once I that... see it, Junior, it's a wrap. It's
well,
a wrap.
I'm with you on that one, though, nephew. I'm with you on that one.
Go ahead, Carla.
Well, what I was saying was, of course, we enjoy the convenience of it because mm-hmm. when you have teenagers and kids, they hungry all the time.
That pizza come quick. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they have all the apps teenagers on their phones. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, absolutely. But you have to think about if you eat out in a restaurant, too, you don't know what's going on back there.
And that's another thing, Carla. I feel like we ought to be able to walk back through there sometimes so we can take a look on what's going on. I really do.
I used to date this guy, and you know how the when we would go out to dinner, you know how the waiters and waitresses would come out and say, how's everything going out here? And we would be like, fine. He'd say, how's everything going in that kitchen? What are y'all
right.
doing? But he would always right. ask them, what are you all doing back there? How's it going back there? I'd rather know about that. We're good.
I pay so much close attention, Shirley. I could be at a restaurant, and I can tell if the waiter been gone too long, the waiter went on a smoke break and came back. Uh-huh. I know exactly mm-hmm. what's going on.
And how yeah. long your food has been sitting up there. Uh-huh.
Right.
But what's wrong,
all of
Junior?
That.
You're sitting yeah, there
I
with
have
your
a problem
arms
to come
folded.
Tell you something. I've been using these, you know,
apps and places.
The apps and stuff to bring food to my house, right?
Delivery.
Yeah.
Because I'm newly married. I have to make it look like I made them. That's why I'm mad. I'm not cooking. I'm buying the food and putting it on plates.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. My wife think I cooked.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. I didn't cook. You didn't, you gonna bring me
so you didn't
like
start it out lying, is what you're saying. You didn't start
yeah,
it out lying.
But wait okay. a minute. Is there a problem with lying? Hold up.
No, ain't no problem with lying. But if Tommy gonna wake up on the radio, she gonna listen to the show and she gonna find out I ain't been cooking.
Ain't been cooking because she can walk into the kitchen and smell
right.
that you haven't been cooking.
Ain't a dish
ain't no
dirty
smell
in there.
The kitchen, Carla, but I put that pot in the sink like I did.
Oh, you go all out.
You're
and
good.
Jimmy, we're not finna change this show because you got married. We're not finna do this.
Right.
I'm not asking about this. Don't bust me, though.
Okay. Well, you need to go in there and turn the radio off if she's in there listening to it. That's what you need to do.
Hopefully she's in the shower right now, hopefully.
Swear to God, this boy's gonna bring up food. Who bring the food to the house on the radio? I can't think.
But it's just like, you know, how we always say we don't like to eat. We don't eat everybody's cooking. We just don't, because you don't know them. You don't know how their kitchen looks. I'll never forget, speaking of pictures, Tommy, I'll never forget that picture on Instagram. This was a couple of years ago or more, where these people were cleaning greens or chitlins or something in their bathtub in the bathroom. They had the tub full of, you can't eat everyone's cooking. No. All right, coming up next.
See, now you done messed up my greens. Now, see, not my mind on that.
It's mental. Coming up next, the nephew and the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is the halftime show was at my house, okay? If you all
we wasn't invited. Yes. We wasn't invited.
We wanted to see a show. All right, we'll get into that in just a little bit, because right now it is time for the nephew and the prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here, Shirley, is called Yo New Boss. New Boss. You understand?
Okay.
All right. Roll up in the job. Get ready, because you got a new boss. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Jason, please.
This is me. How can I help you?
Hey, Jason. This is Lyle. I'm giving you a call out of Human Resources.
Right.
How you doing? You're the foreman, the project guy out there?
Yes, I am. I'm the project manager here. How can I help you?
Listen, you've been training an individual out there, I think, for the last month or so. Have you been training a
Yes, a great guy. Doing great work. Doing good.
Okay. How's he? Is he coming along pretty good with everything?
Oh, man, he's picking up real good, man. He learning the trade. I mean, he's picking up just like I would love for him to pick up. Okay. Excellent young worker.
And he's got how many more weeks of training out there?
I would say probably about another week or two. Okay. Before we let him, you know, put him on his own.
Okay. You think he'll handle it efficiently?
Oh, yes. I think he'll be a great, great employee.
Okay. You've been with the company how long?
Going on about 17 years.
Yeah. My records are telling me somewhere around 16 plus, right?
Right. Okay. Almost 17.
Okay. You've been with us quite a while. And first of all, let you know we're grateful of the work that you're putting in.
Well, man, I appreciate it. Man. I appreciate the help to come to the man and, you know, being here these many years, man. Hey, let you know, man, I love my company.
Exactly. Listen, we got a few adjustments we're going to be making out there in the plant. Here's what we're going to do. Now, you say going to be done in about a week or two?
Yeah, about a week or two.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do on that particular day that he gets released, and you definitely know he's ready for everything. I'm going to want you to give him your key card as well as the key to your office.
The what, man?
I'm going to want you to give him your key card that gets you actually onto the property, and you have your own parking space too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, we're going to need you to give him your key card and your office key, and we'll find you another place to park. He's actually probably going to be parking in your space.
Hold it. What you mean? You telling me to give him my key parking?
Right.
My parking space.
Your parking space, but your key card that gets you onto the property, that little, your little electrical card there.
Right.
That as well as your office. He's going to actually be taking over as project manager.
No, sir. I'm not giving up nothing.
Sir,
nobody's going to take over no project manager.
First of all, sir, let's do this. Let's tone the language down, okay? We're going to find a place for you. But for the time being, we're going to put you back in the plant until we find something for you.
You ain't going to find no place for me. My place is where I'm at right now. I'm not moving from nowhere. That's all.
Okay.
You ain't fit to find me nothing.
Okay.
Nobody fit to find me anything. I got 17 years up in here. Ain't nobody fit to find me not a place to move. You got to understand that part there. I got 17 years up in here. I'm training a young guy, and this guy got a couple months, and you're talking about y'all want to do what to me? Move me?
Jason, this is a temporary move. We're going to find something better for you.
No, man. You ain't better.
This is
the project, man. Ain't nobody fit
to
move. Got that understanding?
This has come from the head,
Tell me who the head is. I know the head people.
This decision actually has come from the vice president.
No, they ain't told me none of that. It come to me first.
I'll tell you what, Jason. This is something I'm supposed to probably not tell you, but let me let you in on a little something.
Yeah, let me in on something, because this is going to be some bull him, because I shut the whole place up out here. And I mean
Let me explain something to you, Jason. This young guy that you've been training,
He's actually the nephew of the vice president.
I don't give a about no nephew or no vice president, man. Do you think I care about some president? Tell the president I said what I say. Him and the nephew. Who cares about the nephew? They ain't never told me none of this.
Okay, well, can I expect you to give your key over to him?
No, hell no. I ain't giving nobody nothing. Doesn't get the law to come get it. Ain't nobody getting nothing. I ain't leaving. How that sound?
Sir, all I can ask you for is I need your key card and I need the key to your office. I need you to empty out your things so we can move Victor in there and
hold on,
you a place. This is just a temporary slap right now.
No, you, them, all ain't nobody getting a thing, okay? I done been here. I tell you what I go do. I go out there and I pimp slap this little son of a, okay? And then I find out who his boss is or whoever the nephew supposed to be and kick his. But I ain't giving up nothing, and this is I'm talking about. Y'all with the wrong one, okay? With the wrong one at this time. But this
ain't nobody taking nothing from me. You're talking about beating the vice president's nephew. You're losing control here, Jason.
No, I ain't losing nothing. I'm on thing control I'm going to lose is when I kick his. How that sound? And I'm going to kick the ball, the CEO, all of them. How that sound? Did that make sound clear to you?
No, it makes no sense. We're trying to just give you some place to be temporarily until I find you another slot.
There ain't no other slot. My slot is my slot. I'm going to kick his rat. Not how that sound to you.
Sir, all I'm asking is I need your key card and I need the key to the office. Get all your things out so I can get Victor moved in within the next week.
Ain't no keys, okay? All of them. I don't give a how that sound. I don't care nothing about them, okay? Because you're going to make me somebody out here today, okay? I'm tired of this and this ain't going to happen to me.
I'm going to get security to come over and walk you out, okay?
No, ain't no security to walk me no where. How that sound? I came here ain't by myself. Ain't nobody to walk me up out of here.
Are you having problems moving out for the nephew?
The nephew, okay? The nephew is not going to come in here and take. How that sound?
Okay, there's another nephew that you need to be aware of. Do you know who the other nephew is?
Hell no, I ain't never seen no other nephew. I ain't know that was a nephew.
Let me tell you who the other one is.
Who the other one is?
The other one is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Jason, you just got pranked.
Y'all lying with me, man? Come on, man. Don't play with me, man.
Jason.
Y'all lying, right?
Hey, Jason, listen, man.
Man, this ain't no Tommy, man. Y'all need to put that man. Man, y'all don't know how long the brother. Man, I worked my way up. Man, hey, man, I ain't mean no disrespect to y'all, but hey, man, y'all got me good, man.
I got you, man. I got one thing to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
That's Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Woo. That was funny, nephew.
Come on.
Jason was not having it.
If I ain't Tommy, who was Tommy?
Today.
If I ain't Tommy, who was Tommy? What? I'm putting that's that prime time remix on that. If I ain't Tommy, who was Tommy? What?
What was the prime time remix? If I ain't Swag, who is Swag?
That's it. If I ain't Swag, who is Swag? Girl, let me tell you something, Carla. I played it all day yesterday in my car. It's the bomb. It's the new hit as far as I'm concerned.
If I ain't Swag, you know what I'm saying?
If I ain't
Swag,
who is Swag?
Jackson State.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, you, baby. But that's
well,
it.
Back
that's
to the prank,
the
though.
Oh, yeah. Was it stupid enough for you, Shirley?
Yes.
Hey, T, okay. Man, you were going to take the parking spot, too, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And to everybody out there that's working, let me tell you something. When they come get your key card, it's pretty much a wrap.
Yeah,
it's pretty
over.
Much a wrap. When they get that key card.
That's denied access into the building. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you're done.
Not for Jason, though.
Yeah, no, Shirley, not for Jason.
Have you ever seen somebody coming in the building and their car don't work? Have y'all seen it?
Well, I used to work at a place at a radio station, and they used to have pictures of employees on the wall in the entry.
Yeah,
every day,
yeah.
People
yeah.
would walk into that lobby when we worked there to make sure our picture. on the wall, because if your picture ain't up there,
don't put that key card up there. Yeah. Your picture ain't up there. Don't put that key card up there.
Right, exactly.
So, nephew, you're getting out on the road soon, right?
I'm getting back out on the road, Shirley. I am headed to the Omar Shrine Auditorium that is in Charleston, South Carolina, Saturday, November 12th. The nephew is grabbing the microphone, getting it back about a month away from now. And I'm excited. I can't wait. Nephew Tommy and friends, come check us out. It's going to be straight up ignorant. Let's just say I don't like candles no more. How about that? I don't do that. I don't I love them, but I don't light them. You know what I'm saying?
You got a lot to share.
I got a lot to share.
Yeah. Thank you. You got to love candles. All right. Thank you, nephew. We can't wait to see it. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is The Halftime Show Was at My House. The Halftime Show Was at My House. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours. So write us.
It could be yours. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, The Halftime Show Was at My House. Dear Stephen Shirley. I'm divorced and dating again. I have a special friend that is in a complicated marriage, and I slipped up and had sex with him a few weeks ago. Since then, he has been hooked on me, and he slides by my house whenever he can. We have unbelievable chemistry in the bedroom, but I still try to keep everything in perspective because he is married and I know his wife. We used to work together in gift wrapping at the mall every holiday season. She complained to me about her marriage back then and admitted to having an affair because her husband was not good in bed. I guess he wasn't giving her his best because he is by far the best lover I have ever had. Sunday, I got up and cooked oxtails, and her husband said he stopped by to have dinner with me during halftime. He came over and said he couldn't stay long, so we ate and started fooling around. A few minutes into it, my doorbell rang. We ignored it because we had more important things going on. Seconds later, I saw a woman's silhouette in my front window. He peeked out the blinds and said it was his wife. I told him to go out there and get her out of my yard. They started arguing and she pushed him down. They wrestled and rolled all over my front yard while I stood in the front door and watched. I appreciate that her issue was with her husband and not with me. I handed her a hoodie to wear home because her shirt was torn and she didn't have a bra on. They both apologized for all of the confusion and they left. I've never been in this type of situation where the wife isn't worried about the other woman. Should I try to reach out and apologize so it won't be awkward in the future? What?
Wait a minute.
Awkward.
Is that awkward. What you're concerned about?
That's the issue.
I think you should move. Yeah, I don't think you should reach out and apologize. I think you should move. Because seriously, once she comes to her senses, the wife, it's going to be some issues. You're going to have some trouble. But I really think you should cut them off, both of them, him and her. Do not interact with him. Do not have sex with him. Do not text with him. Do not go anywhere with this woman's husband. So what, their marriage is complicated and both of them complain to you about the other one. She had an affair and he's having an affair with you. Marriage is just complicated, period. Even when you're happy, it's just complicated. So leave them to work out their own issues, their own problems, and don't be convenient for him to stop by any time and jump in your bed. That's crazy. This man is married. I don't care if he is the best sex you've ever had. Set boundaries. Consider yourself blessed that she didn't beat you down when she came over there, okay? She beat her husband instead. You got out unscathed when you could have gotten hurt or much worse. So I'm warning you, go on about your business, yourself, leave these people alone. Yep, things can happen. Either they will work it out or they'll divorce. If you guys still want each other then go about it the right way. But remember, he was cheating on her with you. So you know what they say. If you guys end up together, remember, cheating can always come back. All right? It can always come back. So you got out unhurt. Leave these people alone. Tommy.
Lady. This ain't over. You think this over? This just getting started. You think because you pass out a funky little hoodie to cover herself up, you think y'all cool now? That's what you think?
The girl.
Let me tell you something, baby girl. This is far from over. She knows exactly where to know. She knows exactly where you live. She already know how to peep through the window. This finna go down. Your ass whooping is getting lined up. You just don't know when it's gonna happen. And guess what? She knows everything. You know where you live. And I promise you, let's see, it's October right now. You can rest assured, come November, late November, when you're all over there at that gift wrapping place, you're going to get your ass whooped at that gift wrapping place. I could assure you that. Matter of fact, you might get boxed up and gift wrap your damn self. There's no doubt to it. I promise you. I can assure you that you're going to get your behind whooped. So it's just a matter of time. You deserve it. It's coming your way. You put it out there. You did it. I don't know how good your oxtails was. We never talked about that. That was going on at halftime. But I do know by you standing... You standing butt naked in that doorway looking at the fight. Everybody in the yard, outside, in the neighborhood got to be looking at the fight. This is a hot mess. You think you got by. No, you did not. Your ass whooping is just postponed for the time being. But it was sooner or later, you will be getting yours and the butt whooping will be delivered. See, everybody in the neighborhood knows that it's your fault. Everybody in the neighborhood knows she need her ass whooped. When black people start saying she need a butt whoop, he need his butt whoop, trust me, it's just a matter of time before it happens. So get ready, baby girl. Your ass whooping is coming.
That's why I told her to move.
Shirley, moving don't mean nothing. No, we'll figure
they'll
that out,
her.
Too.
They'll find her.
We're going to find that, too. Because we know exactly where you work. We know exactly what you're doing. I promise you. It's going to happen around Christmas time. All that gift, all them bows, all that scotch tape, all that's going. You're going to get your ass whooped with everything. I promise you. Roll and roll this butt whooping. Roll this butt whooping all the way over to the Santa Claus area. All this. All where the kids in line at. We're going to have all this. It's going to be a great ass whooping at the mall. And it doesn't get any better than that. There you
all
have
right,
it.
Well, thank you, nephew. Coming up, we'll have part two of today's Strawberry Letter Response. We'll talk to Junior, see his perspective, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject is the halftime show was at my house. Now, that is not a lie. It certainly was. The halftime show was at my house.
Why did they even go outside? Why did they go out there?
We'll get back into the letter right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're going to recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is the halftime was at my house. Halftime show was at my house. This is a woman that's divorced and dating again. She happens to be dating a married man. She calls him a special friend that is in a complicated marriage. She slipped up, she says, and had sex with him a few weeks ago. She says it's the best sex she's ever had. She happens to know his wife. They work together, actually, at a gift wrapping shop, gift wrapping at the mall every holiday season. That's how she knows the wife. But and she knew the wife because the wife was complaining about the horrible sex that her husband had. And the wife was having an affair as well. But she didn't know why the wife was complaining, because she said her husband would stop by and that was the best sex she's ever had. Mm-hmm. So Sunday, she said, she got up, cooked some oxtails. The woman's husband said he'd stop by and have dinner with her for halftime. Well, he came over but couldn't stay long. And of course, they ate and then started fooling around, messing around. And then the doorbell rang. Well, the doorbell rang. Guess who it was? It was his wife.
It was his wife. So she told him, yeah, she told him to go out there and get her out of his yard. But it didn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. The wife ended up pushing the husband down. They ended up rolling around in the yard, fighting, tearing clothes up and all of that, while the woman stood in the doorway watching it. And she was just so surprised that the woman, you know, didn't blame her. She just jumped on the husband. Well, they both apologized for the confusion and they left. And she's thinking that she's out of the woods because the woman didn't jump on her. I told her to move. Tommy said, don't worry, it's coming. Once they sort things out, the butt whooping is coming. So she wants to know, won't this be awkward in the future? What should she do? Junior, what you got?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. Let's give this man a round of applause. That's what I think.
Yeah?
He deserves a standing ovation. This man doing it. First of all, your wife had an affair first, so you found somebody else to go sleep with. But she says you the best thing ever. Let's give this man a round of applause. I'm going to tell you right now. The gift wrapping department got it going on. It's some things happening in wrapping these gifts. You talk about gifts and oxtails. This man is amazing.
Together?
You getting gifts wrapped.
Uh-huh.
And then you getting oxtails. And then on top of that, if the sex wasn't good, then why is your wife out here wrestling with you in her yard? This man just threatens a round of give a standing ovation.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he out there got him some, and then he out there she's not even talking to the wife. She wrestling in the front yard with this man right here. This man is dog. This dude is cold. You mean tell me they ain't wrapping just these presents? He unwrapping presents.
Yeah.
See, this man, I'm telling you, Tommy, this is your perfect hero, Tommy. You need to give this man a round of applause, man. His standing ovation. This man deserves this. You can get oxtails, wrap gifts, and roll around in the yard with your wife. And you at your side chick house. This man makes it.
But then side chick wants to know, stupid. Should she reach out and apologize?
Matter of fact, your side chick gave your wife a sweater. Y'all missing
beautiful
this.
Junior.
This man.
He coming back for the sweater,
said,
Junior.
If the man's sex wasn't good, why you out in the front yard rolling around in it with?
Uh-huh.
At your side piece house. How come she know where to find you? Oh, you right. This is better than the halftime show. Damn that band. Come out here and look at the yard.
Yeah, HBCU band.
Yeah. Everybody try to see this halftime show. Oh, this ain't. This ain't the Marshall 100. We out here in the yard and it's 100.
But Junior, here's the part. The side chick wants to know, should she reach out and apologize to them?
Hell no. You gave her a shirt. That was an apology enough.
You better get the package.
But I'm going to tell you right now, they in there wrapping gifts. Now, you know December coming, so they finna do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well go ahead, because clearly, the wife know it's good. You know it's good. You can say one thing, but how you act is a different thing. You in the yard rolling with this man, but you told her his sex wasn't good and you had an affair.
Does the husband know the wife had an affair?
Clearly.
Unless number two told him. Unless she
number
told
two
him.
Told him. But the fact that you over there fighting in her yard. Look at this.
She's fighting for
saying,
something.
They all live in the same neighborhood. Because how she know how to find you? She went to the right to the same house. I see a woman silhouette. How she get in?
Well, it was an accident. She says she slipped up and had sex
with him a
few years
when you live in suburbs, ain't nobody locking their doors. She walked right on in there.
What is this slipped up? What does slipped up mean?
You can't. You know, if I could slip up and have sex, you know how many people I'd have sex with? If I could slip up and have sex.
Well, that's what she said, yeah.
I slipped up and had sex. That ain't. No, all the sex I have been playing. I ain't slipped. You ain't never slipped up into sex. Tommy, have you all your life,
never,
though? When we talking about in your teenage years, have you ever slipped up and had sex? No.
Never.
But that's what she said. And then she said after that, he's been hooked on her ever since.
Oh,
and he slides by my house whenever he can.
I slipped up and got addicted.
Ooh, you scared me. Ooh, you scared me right there.
I know.
Ooh, man, let's hurry up and go to a commercial. You scared me right there. I promised my uncle we would have a show when he came back. I can't mess this up.
Lord, you scared me. Don't you ever say that word again. That got me.
Addicted, addicted. All right. Please leave your comments on today's letter on Instagram and at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Okay, sure, but let me tell everybody, October 20th, I'm going to be in Richmond at the Funny Bone, Just a Smoke Weekend. You can go get the comedy show. Then we got a party on the 21st at Venues by AK. Y'all already know where that's at in Richmond. Y'all come on out here and get this, and all this is for Cures Hope. I'm raising money for my foundation. That's what I'm doing. So y'all come out here and have a good time, live entertainment, all of that. October 20th and 21st. Now let's get to this, T. Did you know this man? And you, what's LeBron up? James should be the proudest father right now.
Oh, really?
His son, LeBron Brian, James' son, didn't sign his own name, image, and likeness deal in high school with Nike. Dog.
What?
Dog. You better do it.
You mean tell me you 17 already got a job?
Yes.
Can you imagine, Doug, Tommy, if Jordan signed with Nike at 12?
I can't.
You tearing up, Tommy?
Dog.
I'm not excited for Bronny. That's not why I'm tearing up.
Why are you tearing up?
What's wrong?
What in the hell is going on with my son? What is going on? You 11. You knocking the baseball out the park. What are you doing? Why don't we have a cliques deal or something? We don't have nothing.
But Major League Baseball, scouts.
Yeah, something. Yeah. I don't give a damn if it's softball. Call it something. Give me something.
Call LeBron.
Let me ask you this, Tommy. If you decide with Nike, how strict are you about Reebok and Adidas?
If he signed with Nike,
yeah,
we getting rid of all the Reeboks in this house. Every Adidas outlet. And you know
Converse.
I wear Adidas every other day. We getting rid of all of that. Ain't nobody in the family finna be caught without no Nikes on. I'm telling you.
Junior, can I tell you something? We went in July. We went to Vegas. We went to see Bronny play. They had an AAU basketball tournament, and these girls, they love Bronny, these teenage girls. So we
got a
like,
fan base already.
Let me tell you, we went to the game, we sitting there, we watching Bronny play. Tasha got her cell phone out there taking, look at Bronny. What are you doing?
I love it.
You should have seen it. All face. These girls were there. Yeah. Just like, oh, Bronny. I said, no.
You can't ask your daddy for no more money.
You
got your own,
Junior.
No, you got your own money. You're good.
Yeah. You're good.
So congratulations, man. I just love seeing young people win. He winning.
He is.
Ooh, Jordan Miles, you need to come on. Come on. We wearing
right,
Nike
Junior,
around here.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Coach Prime is still trending with the memes, the TikToks, and new music, all because of Saturday's game between Jackson State and Alabama State. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Saturday's game between Jackson State University and Alabama State University has been trending since Alabama State's coach refused to hug Jackson State's football coach, Deion Sanders, after losing to Jackson State. Alabama State's coach, Eddie Robinson Jr., is accused of unsportsmanlike conduct And some say that Deion was taunting Coach Robinson before the game. Now, after the game, ASU's coach said that Deion ain't swack, okay, because he didn't attend a school in the swack division. Deion fired back, well, if I ain't swack, then who is? So social media creatives have created memes and TikToks of Deion's post-game interview, and Suede the Remix God created this song, which is posted on Deion's Instagram page. Take a listen.
Woo!
Is swag. If ain't swag, who is swag? If ain't swag, who is swag? If I ain't swag, who is swag, baby? Who is swag? Who is? Who is swag? Oh, who? Brian, preach. I wake up motivated. Trying to bless somebody, inspire somebody, encourage somebody, help somebody to the next level. I got time today.
Come on, Coach Prime.
Come on, Prime.
That was fire right there. Fire remix.
Let me tell y'all something.
What?
I ain't gonna lie, I like to come out on that Charleston, South Carolina. I like to come out on that right there.
I got time, I ain't today. Lying, man. I think I'm gonna come out today too,
today. Man. I got time today, everybody.
I don't know. Carl, I don't know who Suede is, but that boy is the truth. Okay. He know
what
how to remix.
Suede the remix God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a DJ because he did, you know, greens, tomatoes. You know, he did that.
Oh, yeah.
Suede is cold. Suede needs his props, baby. He needs his props. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, he did the Cash Me Outside, too. Remember the Cash Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil? Yeah. He did that, too. So, he's big. He's big time.
I got time today. I got time today.
If I knew this would turn into something this big, though? That's what I love.
The person that didn't think this would be big is probably Mr. Eddie Robinson Jr.
Eddie Robinson
Jr. He probably didn't
Jr.
think this would blow up to that, but it did.
Yes.
So, but you know what?
Question.
I was just going to say, we got time today. Come on, we got time.
Yeah, we got time. We wake up motivated.
Trying to bless somebody.
So the question is, Coach Eddie Robinson Jr. is saying because Prime didn't attend an HBCU, SWAC division school, that he is not SWAC? Is that what he's trying to say?
But look how much he's done for HBCUs. Look how much he's done for the whole SWAC conference.
Yeah. So would you say, Junior?
Yeah, half the coaches in the SWAC didn't go to an HBCU. So what is you really saying?
What's your point?
And you're actually right. He ain't SWAC. He ACC. That's what Prime went because he played at Florida State. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's bringing attention to something that we really needed for HBCUs.
Mm-hmm.
So right he is SWAC. Because guess what? We wouldn't even know who the hell your ass was if it wasn't for Prime.
Junior got time today.
Yeah, we got time today. That's the name, Carly. That's the name of this segment. The name of this segment is "We Got Time Today." So let me ask you.
Yeah.
So what is he upset about prior to the game? So I heard that in the story. What happened prior to the game?
Oh, because they say Deion was taunting Coach Robinson. I guess by walking over there, you know, and walking on
the
his side of the field and all of that and all of.
Oh, so he's on. What is he on? Is he on? Eddie Robinson Jr., is he on his side of the field or something? Is that
matter.
What's going
Before
on?
Before the game, you can have the whole field. Don't matter. He's just walking around. What the hell? He ain't playing. What the hell? You ain't
got time today.
But you know what?
Junior?
I see what's going on. I see what's
he
going
ain't
on.
Playing.
Prime over there intimidating. That's what Prime doing, though.
But then when you lose, you get
it's a
mad.
Head game.
He ain't swag.
It's a head
all
game.
Well, hell, your ass ain't swag.
We got time today.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What is it with people and just being so mean and nasty these days? I mean, people can really be mean. Kim Kardashian was booed on Sunday at the Los Angeles Rams game when she popped up on the Jumbotron in the stadium. She was with her son, Saint. Kim smiled, blew a kiss, and waved at the big screen while being booed. Kim continued enjoying the game with her son, posted several videos of the Saint is only 6 years old. He was wearing a Jalen Ramsey jersey with a matching hat and waving a yellow flag for the Rams. I mean, how rude were those Rams fans? I mean, how can you boo a baby? I mean, this is a kid, 6 years old. What is that about?
Well, they was booing his mama.
They weren't booing the boy. But, they don't know nothing about the boy. They booing his mama.
Yeah, but you're booing his mommy. You know, come on.
And that hurt his feelings. Crazy. That could hurt his feelings. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I get your point. I get your point. Yeah.
No. They're together, so they're both being booed. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they mad at her for?
When they booed me, I felt a certain way. 23 years ago, damn this boy. When they booed me in Houston.
Where were you when you got booed in Houston?
I was just starting comedy. They booed my ass. What the hell you want me to feel for this? I got booed.
So Kim got to deal with it.
Look at you now. Look what a little booing here.
Grow up. That was Satan. Life. Give a damn for you. Sick. I was 19. They booed my ass. What the hell you want me to do?
But you're all better now.
We're moving on.
Yeah, I'm better now. Booed me, Tommy. Damn it, I was 19. He's 6. Grow the hell up.
We're moving on. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be known for being a great lover or being very rich? Which one?
Rich.
B.
Hell. That all that great loving ain't gonna buy you a damn thing. I'd rather be rich.
Rich.
Rich and a bad lover?
Yet, so ain't nobody.
I can be rich and a bad lover because I. Yeah.
Rich and a bad lover?
Rich, raggedy ass lover. Yes.
What? You want to say about me?
Okay. What? I ain't good at it. What?
I ain't good at it. But I'll tell you what I can do. I can fly to Acapulco right now.
No.
Because I'm rich.
On my plane.
All right.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have any people with you. Yeah.
I don't like all the gossip anyway about my sex life. Damn it. Forget that. I can fly to Mexico right now. Can you?
To Mexico.
Thank you. And sex is overrated in the first place. What? Yeah. What?
What? All right. Moving on to, would you rather eat onions on everything or garlic on everything? Onions or garlic?
Ice cream with garlic on it, or ice cream with onions on it. I'm trying to figure it out.
All right.
I'm going to go with that garlic.
Why?
Garlic?
Why are you going with garlic?
Yeah. Because black people always say garlic help you health-wise. So I'm just going to go and take the garlic with
it. Then I'm going with
BT. Everything you eat has to have garlic on it. Remember that.
Yeah, that garlic going to help you. I don't know what it's helping, but okay. I'm going to take that garlic.
If you got vampires, that'll help that. So, okay. All right. Would you rather skip breakfast every day for a year or skip dinner every day for a year? Which one?
I'm going to skip breakfast.
Yeah, that's the way I get you started.
I can skip that dinner. I need that get me up going. I need that. I ain't got to have that dinner.
Pancakes and waffle every day.
I can do that.
What?
But see, for dinner, I can have steak, spaghetti. See, all of that stuff you can have at dinner. You can't have that for breakfast.
Okay.
No, you can have it at breakfast. All you got to do is get that. I got this new protein. Oh, my God. It's off the chain. And they got all the superfoods. All right,
last one. I want to get to this one, guys. Would you guys rather have a heart-to-heart with Kanye or would you rather have a heart-to-heart with Herschel Walker?
B.
Yes, I'm going to talk to the slave. I'm just going to try to.
You've got to stop all this stuff you're saying now.
What? Carl, I'm going to say it again. I got time today. I'm going to sit down and talk to his ass. Yeah.
Kanye needs to talk to you too.
We're going to whip his ass. That's what we're going to do.
And then give him his freedom papers and let him know you don't have to do this. You do not have to do this.
We got to talk to Herschel.
Kanye's a lost cause.
Yeah. I'm building you.
Thank you, guys. That's today's version and round of Would You Rather. Coming up, we'll have our last break of the day at 49 minutes after the hour, and we'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Wednesday. It's been a good day. Let's see, what did we learn today? We learned a lot today, actually.
We learned a lot.
Rick Ross is skeptical about almond milk. Doesn't know how it's made.
He thinks he's a little leery about it.
And I agree with him.
Yeah.
Rick gonna be just fine. He gonna be just fine.
Yeah, almonds and water, rosé. That's it.
Trust me.
Ain't no
look up
y'all gonna be that.
Y'all gonna be at the Wingstop. It's gonna be almond milk all in the fridge across the way. It's gonna be all right.
Yes, definitely.
He's gonna be good. Mm-hmm. He's gonna be good. We did a lot today. We informed people about breast cancer awareness.
Yep. We did.
We talked about the crazy strawberry letter, Shirley.
Oh my God! The halftime show was at my house about a divorced woman who's dating again, but she's dating a married man. whose wife caught them in the act. He went outside. He and his wife got to tussling in the woman's front yard. And the woman was just happy that the wife didn't beat her up.
She gave him a holiday. He is great.
Yeah.
And her and the wife know each other because they work at the gift wrapping place during
every
Christmas
holiday
time.
Season.
Holiday season.
Every holiday season. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's a lot.
That was really crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just never know who you gift wrapping with. You know what I'm saying? You just never know.
That's right.
You just
you
never know.
You think they cool and then
you know what I'm saying?
They sleeping with your husband. What?
Both of y'all tying ribbons. And they
come on. The way
that
you
was
tape
something
up
my
a
mom
box.
Loved.
Mm-hmm. The way you tape up a box does not really tell who you really are. It just don't. I'm telling you.
It does not. What about the couple in the CLOs today who had a wild night of sex and they ended up falling out of the bed and the husband dislocated his shoulder and the wife broke her wrist?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That sounds like just a good night, right? That sounds like some makeup sex to me. I know it when I hear it. Yeah.
When you get injuries?
Yeah, they've been going through some stress and some things. I mean, they just decided to take it there. You know what I'm saying? So, ain't nothing wrong with it.
That's
we got a few,
you
know, limbs.
As a man, you want that question. Like, how'd the sex go last night? Dog, I broke a wrist.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
That sounds crazy, Junior.
It's not good unless you get injuries, unless you end up in the hospital.
My love would give you an injury. Yeah,
you ain't never got through and limped your way to the bathroom and limped your. I mean, that's
okay, okay, nephew. Okay,
a limp, all right. A nice little limp.
Let's move on.
And shout out to Coach Prime too. Coach Prime, we got your back, man. You is swag, though.
He's family.
And guess what, Coach Prime? We got time today.
can we hear that song again?
Can we play it again? I got time today.
Wait, the remix.
If ain't swag, who is swag? If ain't swag, who is swag? If I ain't swag, who is swag, baby? Who is swag? Who is? Who is swag? Preach. I wake up motivated. I wake up trying to bless somebody, inspire somebody, encourage somebody, help somebody to the next level. I got time today.
Fire. That's fire.
Must be the money.
Must be the money.
You the truth, Sway. You are the truth.
Come on, man.
In the truth.
If I ain't swag, who is?
I love it.
Who would think
every
that it
day
would still be
I
trending?
Wake up to motivate somebody, inspire somebody, bless somebody to the next level? Come on, Prime.
Come on.
Yeah, and he's winning. Somebody. He's winning with that attitude. He is winning. Thank you, Coach Prime. Yeah. So much going on in the world. We mentioned that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well. October is not a pretty subject at all, especially during the pandemic when, you know, a lot of domestic violence happened. So please be aware of that. There are outlets all over that you can call if you're having problems. You can call the ALMA Domestic Violence Foundation if you want some information, but we'll be talking about it throughout the month. So just make sure you're aware.
Can I just say something to everybody just on the health tip?
Yes, of
course. Let me tell you something. Get yourself checked regularly. I'm talking about on everything. Just a physical on an annual basis. Some of you might want to go twice a year. but continue to get yourself checked. Make sure, and not just the surface level. Let's go beneath the surface. Get everything checked, man, because you have no idea what's below the surface that could be happening that you have no earthly idea about. If you get in there early, you'll be surprised how much trauma you can save yourself. I mean, you can really.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
There were no symptoms. And y'all know, yeah.
And you guys know me. I'm so health conscious. I'm so big on, let me make sure I got myself together.
You are.
There was something that I just didn't see. There was something that was so below the surface. I would have never seen it. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage everybody, man, get yourselves checked. Take care of your health. And don't take it for granted, man. You can look up and have a big mountain standing in front of you and be like, oh, my God, I got to climb this mountain. So I'm just putting it out there. Get your health checked.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, the only story of the day I didn't appreciate was six-year-old Saint getting booed at the game. I got booed, and that trauma from 19 years ago is bothering me. So you're right, Tommy. Everybody need to go see a doctor. And I don't even appreciate the people who booed me that night when I first started my career. But I'm letting you know right now. Look where I'm at today. You're booing ass people. You didn't stop nothing. I got time today.
So what have we learned today? That you cannot miss a moment of the Steve Harvey Morning Show because all of this.
Thank you guys. We love you so much.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give love and logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic. Because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.